So let's go back. We've swung full circle, right? We've gone through like testing. Do we test? How do we test? What are the best tests? What are the functional tests? And we went through all the various neurotransmitters. How do we tell if somebody has an imbalance based on empirical evidence, based on their symptoms, based on how they're presenting, based on their cravings, based on what makes it better and worse? And now we're all the way back to organic acid testing for neurotransmitter function. Do we do it or don't we do it? Got a whole disclaimer thing that this is not intended to replace one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. This isn't medical advice. This is education from my knowledge base, my clinical experience base to you. And if you are looking at this for yourself rather than just working with clients, really do make sure that if you are under the care of a medical practitioner that you do so in partnership, or at least get on the calls and ask questions so that we can clarify anything before you move forward. Organic acid testing for neurotransmitter function. Do we do it or don't we do it? My feeling has been I don't do it. There may be situations that I would research and do it, but for now I'm not doing it very often, and I'm getting good results by using the empirical evidence, the questionnaires, and sometimes the amino acids and the certainly fatty acids and the organic acids, and certainly digestion. So when we really approach this from, you know, help the imbalance, right? Identify the imbalance and help it, the serotonin or whatever, the dopamine. And then also you look at, well, let's clean up the diet. Let's clean up the nutrients so that they can start to have good chemistry on their own. They may be able to just wean off. Usually my goal is if they're on medication already, is to work with them so they can work with their doctor to wean off the medication. And then once they're off the medication, we keep them on just the amino acids and the B's and stuff. And then we start to wean them off of that as we get their lifestyle and their diet to support them long-term with that. Another thing, going back to serotonin and dopamine, if you recall from our thyroid presentation, we talked about 22 different presentations of thyroid imbalance. And one of them was the high-level functioning stuff, the stuff where it was hypothalamic and pituitary imbalances in thyroid related to deficiencies of dopamine and serotonin. So the neurotransmitters are important to fix, and then you can help the person with their neurotransmitters, get them on precursors, and suddenly have their thyroid function, right? Especially dopamine, because dopamine is a precursor. Its substrate is tyrosine, which is also from the thyroid hormone. So there's this intimate connection between all of these hormones and neurotransmitters. Psychoneuroendocrinology, very fascinating. I just stuck these in again for completion. These are from the organic acid testing. We talked about the HVA and the MVA and the relationship to dopamine metabolism and the ratio. And we talked about the 5-hydroxyindoleacetic acid neurotransmitter intermediate metabolite of serotonin, and 5-HTP as a supplement. You know, that should make sense, much more sense now that you understand a little bit more about these. The quinolinic acid, things like inflammation and infections, the way you can get excess quinolinic acid if the person is taking too much tryptophan. Sometimes it helps to move them and change them from tryptophan to 5-hydroxy if they do have a serotonin imbalance. So there are a lot of things that you can do with this. And then also working with their inflammation, things that we talk about a lot, which are melatonin and turmeric and garlic and things like that. The chiorinic acid related to tryptophan supplements and chronic infections and deficiencies of B6. So these are some of the things that you can find in the testing. I like doing the neurotransmitter metabolism testing via the organic acids before I would do a neurotransmitter in most cases. Okay.